Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Mark chapter 11, verse 24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall, future tense, have them. But you got to believe you've had it now, and then future tense. It doesn't matter if it's 1 minute or 1 hour or 1 day, you shall in the future see it. But you got to believe you receive when you pray. And so there's people that will say, all right, I believe I'm healed. And then they'll run to a doctor to see if they're healed. You didn't really believe that you were healed, or you wouldn't have to go to the doctor to find out if you're healed. Isn't that exciting? I can tell some of you were really blessed by that. I'm just checking to see if God did it. You got to believe that you receive, and then it shall come to pass. If you really, you know why I don't go to the doctor and get checked up for everything? Because I don't believe I'm sick. If you're going to the doctor and having him give you pills and do stuff, it's because you believe you're sick.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Are you saying I shouldn't go to the... I'm not against doctors. If it hadn't been for doctors, all the Christians would have been dead because they hadn't been believing God. I'm not against doctors, but man, they're overworked. Let them deal with the people that don't know how to believe God. I have people come all the time and say, should I take this medicine? I said, well, what do you believe? And they'll say, well, what would you do? And I say, well, I can't really tell you what I'd do because your faith may not be where I am. But you know why I don't take that medication? Because I don't believe I'm sick. I'm not against veterinarians, but I wouldn't take my dog to a vet. Some of you, well, why wouldn't you? Because I don't have a dog. But you know what? If you got a dog, maybe you need to take him to the vet. Well, do you go to the doctor? No, because I don't believe I'm sick. Even when I have pains and things that make me sometimes wonder about, you know, I just believe I'm well. And so I act like I believe it. But see, most people, they will say I'm healed, but they don't believe it. And they're waiting on the doctor to tell them that they're healed. They're waiting on all of their pain to be gone because they just don't believe that anything is real, that nothing exists if you can't prove it in the physical realm. And even though our faith is supposed to eventually produce tangible results, I'm not saying that we just get into the realm where we just say things and nothing ever matches up. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying you have to believe that it happened when you can't prove it before you will see it proved. Most people want to say that they believe, and then when they prove it, that's when they believe it. Most people, when the doctor says you're well, when your bank account is now full, when all of these things in the natural line up, then is when they get excited. If that's you, you weren't really in faith. When you're really in faith, you will rejoice when you believe it more than when you see it. You can actually get to a place that seeing it is not that big of a deal. You know, I heard a testimony about a woman who had a big old goiter on her neck, and she got prayer at a conference for her healing. And so she got up and testified to the entire conference that Jesus healed me tonight of this goiter. And people understand that when Jesus spoke to the fig tree, Mark chapter 11, it took about 24 hours for what he spoke to come into visible manifestation. And so people will give you a little bit of time. And so even though they could still see this goiter, everybody praised God and agreed with her that she was healed. But then the next year she came back. And she stood up and she says, tonight is the 1 year anniversary of Jesus healing me of a goiter. And she still had this huge goiter. And people were confused, thinking, oh man, this woman's testified that she's healed. And it's obvious that she's not healed. But they kind of gave her grace and let it go. The next year she came back and she says, tonight's the 2 year anniversary of when Jesus healed my goiter. And she still had this huge goiter. And so as a result, people got talking and they went to the leaders of the conference and they said, you need to tell this woman to sit down. She cannot testify that Jesus healed her when it's obvious that she wasn't healed. And so the leaders of that thing went to her and told her, he says, you have to shut up. You cannot get up and testify anymore because it's obvious that you aren't healed. And so she got into her, you know, into her room and she was praying and she says, Jesus, I know you healed me. I believe I received, this is 2 years ago tonight that you healed me. But these people can't believe it if they can't see it. Would you please take that thing away so that they could believe that you healed me? And in the morning she got up and the goiter was gone. And she got up and she says, I told you I was healed. Amen. You can get to a place where you believe something so strong that when you see it is not when you get excited. You believe it so much that your faith is the evidence. You know, when we believe for the building we've got, it was a miracle. I could go into a lot of time, but it was a miracle that we got into that building. I put tape on the floor. I walked. I prayed. I would act like a wall was there, and I'd open the door that wasn't there, and I'd step in, and I stood on a platform, and I preached to nothing. But I saw that place full. I saw it done. I saw it debt free. And I got so excited by faith, preaching to nobody in that auditorium, because I saw it by faith. I would just shout and praise God. And when we actually moved into that auditorium and people could see it and it was debt free and it was a miracle, I had people come and they were just beside themselves. They were jumping up and down and they said, aren't you excited? And I mean, I was just like this. I'm just about the same all the time. This is as excited as I get. Amen. Don't you do that. And so anyway, they were saying, aren't you excited? And I said, yeah, but you know what? I was excited when I saw it by faith. Now that I can see it with my eyes, it's no big deal. I was ready to go on to the next thing. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. Some of you, it's just like I'm speaking a different language. This is just all over your head. But you can get to where you walk by faith, and faith is more believable than sight.
That's right. Amen.
You get to where you know that there is a spiritual world. According to the Word of God, we got angels in this room. We got demons in this room. There are spiritual things going on, and some of you think, oh, man, there isn't anything in here. I can't see a thing. Just because you can't perceive with your little peanut brain does not mean it's not here. There are television signals in this room, and if you say, no, there aren't, it doesn't mean that they don't exist. It just means that you aren't real smart. There are television signals in here. You put a television set up here and turn it on, tune it in. That set doesn't originate the signals. All it does is take what is already here. You just can't perceive it, but it's here, and it rebroadcasts it. There are spiritual things going on, and most people can't believe that anything is happening until somebody screams or shouts or gives a message in tongue, or you have a goosebump go up and down your spine, or somebody falls out on the floor and flops around like a fish, or there has to be some physical manifestation, or they want to have gold dust. I had a person come one time and says, look at this, gold dust on my Bible, and they opened it up and I went like didn't go over very well. The Bible says that God's always with us, and when two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. A lot of people, that doesn't mean a thing to them, but if they had gold dust come, or if they had a cloud come into the room. Some of you thought you saw the glory cloud of God and you just needed glasses. Amen. But they're always looking. Did you know Jesus had the Shekinah glory of God come when he was on the Mount of Transfigurations, but only three of his disciples saw it? Jesus never had a glory cloud in his meeting. Jesus never had gold dust in his meeting. Jesus never had feathers fall in his meeting. And I, you know what? I just don't really care to have anything but what Jesus had. I'd settle for his meetings. Amen. I don't need anything special. But people are always, they're just carnal. They got to have something in the natural. They got to see something, do something. Those people would look at Elisha and say, you lied. You said that there's more with us than those with them. So you're one of these guys. You're the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it type of guy. You just say that it's so when it's really not so. And if you'll say it, it'll become so. If that's what you think is going on, Satan will steal these truths that I've spoken from you, because you're going to think, well, it's really not so, but I'm going to say that I've got the power that raised God from the dead. But eventually what you see and feel will trump it, and you'll back off from this because you don't understand. But when Elisha said that there were more with him than there was with the enemy, he was correct. And this servant, I'm sure this servant probably looked at him like, you've been writing the Bible too long. Amen. He just probably thought, you know what, you've missed it. You've lost it. You aren't facing reality. Can't you tell that there are tens of thousands of Syrians out here? And look what Elisha did in verse 17. It says, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Now, he wasn't talking about his physical eyes. His physical eyes were wide open. They were as big as saucers, looking at all of the Syrians out there. He wasn't talking about his physical eyes. He was talking about the eyes of his heart. He was talking about faith. Paul said this over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. He says, while we look at the things that are not seen. Because things that are seen are temporal, but things that cannot be seen are eternal. Paul says, I'm looking at things that can't be seen. Most people think, you're crazy. If you can't see it, you can't see it. How can you see it if you can't see it? You see with your heart. And then he goes on to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, and he says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. A Christian should be able to perceive things with your heart better than you can perceive them with your sight and with your hearing and with your feel. And yet very few Christians live at that level. Most Christians, you know what the Word says. You may even feel in your heart like God spoke something to you, but the banker says this. Your checkbook says this. The news broadcast said this. The doctor said this.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world. 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening. But you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry, and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.